On Crick Info Talk.
The excitement has reached a fever pitch as India leave for the West Indies for their latest World Cup campaign. I'm Anand Vasu and I have with me Rahul Dravid, the captain of this Indian team, in this interview for Crick Info 1-on-1. Rahul, what does the World Cup mean to you?
I think the World Cup means a great opportunity to showcase our skills as players and as a team. There's no bigger stage than a World Cup to play good cricket. I mean, you get an opportunity to play against some of the best players in the world. You get to play them at one sort of tournament with the eyes of the world are on you. So from that point of view, I think it's a great event to be part of.
What's your strongest World Cup memory from the two tournaments that you've played in?
The strongest World Cup memory be a couple. I think the two victories against Pakistan, one in 1999, one in 2003, were very special. I think just being in a World Cup final, I think it's a great event. I think just to be part of that event in the atmosphere, even though we didn't get the right result, but was very special feeling.
Rahul, what are your memories of watching the World Cup when you were growing up, either on television or perhaps going to matches?
I watched the 1983 World Cup on television. I mean, obviously that great win of India's. I was 10 years old and sort of remember that, and that was a huge inspiration. I saw a game in the 87 World Cup, was played in Bangalore, where Chetan Sharma got 100, I remember. I don't remember seeing much of the 96 World Cup, even though it was played in India, other than on TV, because we were playing a bit of domestic cricket at that point of time. Then that was part of the rest of the three, so rest of the two really.
There was a time when you were really struggling in one-day cricket, sometimes couldn't get the ball off the square even, and now you're leading a one-day team that are serious contenders for the World Cup. It's been quite a journey for you, hasn't it?
It has been. It's been a journey of self-discovery in some ways. You know, it's about a journey of maximizing my talent, of maximizing my potential, of trying to get the best out of myself. I think, you know, there were areas in my one-day cricket that, and probably all forms of the game, I mean, one-day or test cricket, I needed to keep improving. And the satisfying thing for me is that I've kept improving and kept finding new levels or new facets of my game that have excited me and challenged me. So, you know, that's been the sort of heartening thing along the last sort of 11 years, you know.
What have you learned from the two World Cups that you played in?
I think the World Cups are really about getting on a roll and a bit of momentum and form. I think if you can do that, then irrespective of what your sort of rating or ranking is at that point of time, I think you give yourself a good chance to win, because, you know, most teams are really up for it. Most teams are, you know, pretty keen and hungry to do well, and nothing sort of will challenge you as much as excite you as much as a World Cup will. You know, every team sort of starts even in some ways, and it's just a question of that, getting that confidence, getting on a bit of a roll like we did last time, and then, you know, taking it from there. And I remember in 99, even though we were a pretty good side, we just didn't get on that sort of roll. We kept losing the odd game here and there, and that sort of kept pushing us back. But in sort of 2003, we got a bit of confidence going early after the Australia game. It just kept carried going and sort of pushed us through, you know, 2 months, you know, and you know, in that, rightly in that sort of World Cup, we were the number two team in the tournament. Not necessarily we were the number two team in one-day cricket at that point of time, but we were definitely in that tournament, you know.
You've often had to come into bat when wickets have fallen under pressure and had to absorb that pressure yourself. Is this pressure increased many times over when you come to a World Cup match?
There is going to be a certain amount of pressure and excitement in a World Cup. And I think, you know, we've done pretty well in them. I think especially the last two series have been good for us in that sense, because there have been a couple of must-win games, three must-win games that, you know, we have won and won in style. That's given us a bit of confidence. I do believe that there's going to be a certain amount of pressure, but we've got the players who've, you know, got the ability and the experience to perform under those situations, under those conditions. You know, personally, as a captain, I think, you know, for me, it's, like I said, it's just a great opportunity and a great challenge and something that I'm hoping to enjoy. And I think the fact that it's so far away from home and away from the sort of, you know, the media, and we don't get to see what's happening back home, I think it's a big advantage for us.
Much has been made of the selections that have happened, people who have been picked and people who have not been dropped. But looking at this 15, you might actually struggle to leave out four players. Isn't that in some ways an indication of a good squad?
You know, I believe that any 11 on the day should win a game for us, irrespective of who he is from the 15. You know, that's really my goal. You know, because you're going to miss players maybe through injury or sometimes through lack of form, or, you know, fitness. And if you can have a kind of squad that, you know, anyone in the sort of can come in and play and shouldn't really matter, and you should back yourself to get the right result, then that's great. And I think we've shown that over the last year. I think, you know, a lot of people have played, there have been changes, but I think, you know, we still have got some very good results at certain times. Sure, there have been some bad phases as well, but, you know, even the last two series showed us, you know, with various people being injured and not being playing, that we could play any 11 we felt on the 15, and we could work out a decent enough combination to be competitive.
You've been dropped in one-day cricket yourself. There are some players who've been dropped for this edition and are disappointed at not making the cut and have said so. What do you have to say to the people who've missed out?
I mean, I've been through it myself. I've just narrowly missed getting into the 96 World Cup. I was dropped in the middle. I think it's not easy. It's not tough. You know, I think, you know, all you can really say is that, you know, you got to keep working hard, and it's not so much a, you know, a reflection of lack of your own ability, but just a reflection of the fact that, you know, there was a strong squad and maybe there wasn't place enough for those particular players for the kind of roles that were required or for the combination of the team or just the balance at that point of time. I mean, everyone's just got to use it as an opportunity to keep getting better and trying to keep improving. Some of these guys that you mentioned are young and have, you know, still have an opportunity to play a lot of one-day cricket. And, you know, it's really up to them now to see that the areas where, you know, in which areas they've missed out and then to look to improve in those particular areas and see the, you know, the, what the team really requires. You know, you've got to look at the Indian team and see which areas that you can come in and actually make a huge difference and improve and what sort of skill sets that you can bring to the team that will enhance the team. And if you master those skill sets when you're away from the team, you automatically come in and you know the team welcomes you because you bring something new to it.
Many captains across the board are saying the key in this tournament is to do well in the Super 8s and make it to the semi-final. And from there on, it's a new tournament. But even from there, it's two very hard matches, isn't it? Why are people talking so much about the Super 8s?
Yeah, but in one-day cricket, that's the thing. You know, in one-day cricket on a given day, everyone knows. And that's the thing. Beauty of this tournament is that all the eight teams know that on a given day they can beat anyone else. You know, everyone will back themselves, whether you're number one or you're number eight in that ranking. If you get on a given day, you'll back yourself to beat. That's why everyone's talking about the Super 8s, because in the Super 8s, you've got to be consistently, you've got to win four or five games. You know, you've got to be consistent. That's going to be the challenge. But when you get to the semi-finals, then, you know, you start 0-0, you start fresh. Sure, there'll be some favorites, there'll be some, you know, underdogs in that as well. I mean, you know, that's no different. But on a given day, you'd back yourself, you look at your squad and you'd say, all it needs is two of my guys to have great games and, you know, you could beat the number one team in the world. So, you know, everyone will know that the tough part will be that Super 8s when, not saying the semi-finals is not tough, but what I'm trying to say is that that's where you're going to have to be really consistent. You can't afford too many slip-ups.
Rahul, but you do realize that if you do reach the semi-finals, good work of the Super 8s will be forgotten and the expectations from Indian fans will be to win the semi-finals and finals at any cost.
Well, I do know that. I think, isn't it, we must win at all costs before we start the tournament in India. I mean, that's just a way of life of being an Indian cricketer, and you somehow get used to it and you just, you know, learn how to deal with it. But no, I think, you know, we've got to be realistic. You know, we've got to look at, we know that we've got to play really well to win this tournament. We've got the players to do it. We've got to do well. I mean, we've, you know, there's no running away from the fact that, you know, we're going to have to be at the peak of our games and seven or eight guys are going to have great tournaments for us to win, and I hope that they do.
A generation of great cricketers are playing what could be their last World Cup. People you've played with, people you've played against. Will that make this tournament more special for you?
Yeah, I think in some ways it's, you know, it does. You know that for a lot of cricketers it's going to be their last tournament. It's never been different. Even in the last tournament there were a generation of cricketers for whom it was their last tournament. It's no different this time. It just happens to be there's probably your generation that's the last one for. So, to be honest, it's not pretty romantic about these things, and I don't see it that way. I just see it as a tournament to play and a tournament to do well in. But I'm sure there are a lot of people who want to leave their marks, who want to have good tournaments. You know, that could be a great incentive or that could be added pressure, and, you know, just have to wait and see.
Rahul Dravid, thank you very much for speaking with Crick Info.
One on Crick Info Talk.